We want our kids to be generous, kind, caring, and empathetic human beings. But we all know that those character traits don't just happen by accident, especially when we're living in times of unprecedented uncertainty and fear. How do we actually teach our kids to be generous, even when they, or we, might not have anything to give? We're talking about this topic of generosity today, and it's one that, I mean, I seriously care about. I really, really do, and I don't mean from the standpoint of money. I want it to be said of my children that they're generous in all ways. I want that because I believe that that's important for the development of their character and their heart and for their future success and their families. Let's talk about this topic of generosity. When I first say that, how do you guys feel? When I say, we're talking about generosity, give me your quick reactions.
I think a lot of times as parents, when we say we want to raise generous kids, we think about the list of things that we want them to do, acts that are generous. But really what it is, it's helping our kids have a mindset of generosity where they just are naturally generous. And for us, as believers in and followers of Jesus, that generosity, that mindset of generosity comes from recognizing how God has been generous with us. And so in turn, we are going to have a generous mindset. We are going to look for ways to share our things, our time, our energy with other people to benefit others. And in turn, that benefits us.
I like that definition, Kim, the share our, I don't even remember what you said. Share our time, our energy,
our resources
with others. To benefit others and in turn benefiting us. That's what we mean when we say generosity.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, I think, Lena, when you ask the question, what comes to mind when we first think of generosity? I think for some people, they say, well, this is a church podcast, right? So then they must be talking about giving and how do you like teach your kids to financially give. But I agree with you that in the same way that I think all of us would want our kids to be seen as, and not just be seen as, but have a character that is kind, right?
Right.
That is loving. Generosity is in that same category. It's a heart posture that we want our kids to have. And so I'm excited that we're talking about how do you train that in kids? And I use the word training very intentionally because while certainly there's an element of, you know, being human where some people are kind, and I think we all have kind moments. I do think generosity, like many other things, is something that you can train in the hearts and character of your kids.
Mm. How do we do that?
Yeah, and I think one of the, and this is hard, we model it.
That's right.
if we are generous, they're going to pick up on our acts of generosity much more than they will pick up on our preaching to them that you should be generous. And that is one thing that I have, if I could do over, as far as when my kids were little, I would model it to them more. There were so many things that, like, I think about, I grew up, or when my kids were little, we're on the street with a whole bunch of kids. And so some of us moms, we'd have really bad days. And so after our kids would be in bed, we'd drop off a bottle of wine or chocolate through their mail slot. But my kids were in bed, so they missed that. I wish they could have seen me doing that and done it with me.
Can we rewind for a minute? Let's talk about why is generosity even a topic? Like, why is that important? Because I think... Well, yeah, I'll leave it at that. Why is generosity important for us to be? It feels like it sometimes can feel like a different category than kind or empathetic. Or maybe that's just me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think let's go back to just human development, right? Basic human development. I think it's kind of hard to argue that things went better for humankind the more effectively we learn how to share and work together. You know, everything from capturing the tiger or whatever the source of food was, wherever the group of people were, you know, the fact that there's a family structure that evolved as the way that we relate to each other as human beings, I think there's something fundamental about this. I actually believe as a follower of Jesus, God himself lives in community, and that's a generous community. And so one of the things that must be true for us is if we're going to participate in that community with God, then we have to learn generosity as people. We have to learn to be giving because God is a giver and exists in a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that is rooted in generous love. And so I think just foundationally for our kids, as a friend of mine, Lynn Watts, would say, it will go well for you and it will go well for your kids if they grow in their generosity over time.
Yeah, I mean, it's when people are depressed, when we're anxious, when we do for others, it helps us climb out of that. And if for my our youngest, we adopted her from an Eastern European orphanage, and she was not generous because she was in survival mode. And I remember when she first got here and we were doing a project with Crossroads where we went out and we mulched and weeded and planted flowers. And she could not understand why we would do that. Why would we do for somebody else when we've got our own yard that we need to mulch and plant? And over the years, she has grown a very generous heart to where sometimes I have to stop myself because she'll want to give something away where I'll go, whoa, wait a minute. We paid a lot of money for that. You sure you want to give it away? Which that is not a good thing. That's my issue, not hers. But it is good for our kids to understand that they can be a part of something that's bigger than themselves. And it's actually one of our universal needs to show that we can be a part of contributing to somebody else, to doing something for them.
That's great. I hear you saying that it's important for us to recognize God is generous with us, so we should be generous with others. And that it's just good for us, and it's good for humankind, and it's good for the people around us to be generous. That's the ground setting kind of, hey, we got to figure out, do we believe that and do we want that? And if we want it, then we should want it for our kids too.
And if we're questioning whether it's good or not, think back on times where we have done something for somebody else, and it might be giving them something tangible. It might be just encouragement. We can train our kids up in that being generous is encouraging people, pointing out the good in them. And I think when we go back and we think on those things, we see that did help our self-esteem too. And it helped our mood and mental health.
I love that. We just had a moment of this the other day. Growing up, generosity was definitely it held a lot of weight. It was very important that we were generous. And I don't just mean from a like, pull out your checkbook and write a check generous, but I mean the aspect of sharing and giving to others, that definition that Kim mentioned at the beginning. And so my dad was so adamant about hammering into us this idea of generosity and that God's generous with us, that he over and over again would say, hey, whose toy is that? And we'd go, it's my toy. And he'd go, no, it's not. It's God's toy. Whose house is this? It's our house. No, it's not our house. It's God's house. Whose car is that? It's mommy's car. It's not mommy's car. It's God's car. To try to get us to understand foundationally that everything we have, everything we owned was God's first. And so we got to share the things that God shared with us. And it's funny. I've been thinking a lot about this recently because I have a 2.5-year-old and he just started saying mine like a week ago, started saying mine. And so my husband and I have talked this, you know, how are we going to help our kids really be generous and as an adjective of who they are, not just what they do. And so the first time this week, for the first time, Louis was saying something was his. I can't even remember what. And Nick said, Louis, whose is it? It's God's. It's not yours. It's God's. And so God shared it with us and we're going to share it with them. And so he said, Louis, now tell me, whose is it? And Louis says, God's. I'm like, parenting win, you know.
Yes.
Repeated, but whatever, I'll take it. Anyways, there's something to be said about like really setting, do we believe that our stuff is God's? And then can we teach our kids that it's God's? That might help all of us be more generous.
Yeah. Yes, because if we don't believe it, it's going to be extremely difficult for us to train our kids in that. Because as we said, what they believe is based on what we do, not what we say.
Yeah. But you said something, Lena, there that I think is worth digging in on more. And that is that this idea of generosity is not a verb. It's an adjective. It's not what we do. It's who we are. Let's expand on that a bit. So what does that make you think of when you say it's an adjective, not just a verb?
Well, I think I want it to come to flow out of my kids, that they're just, they are generous in all ways and all things, not just that they do a generous act like giving some extra money or sharing a toy, but I want it to really flow out of who they are and be part of all that they do, not just something once a month. That's Kim, I'd love your interpretation on that. That's how I think about it.
Yeah, it's a mindset. It's not a list of acts that you do. It's a belief system, which then drives your behaviors.
You know what it makes me think of is that one of the foundations underneath the foundation of generosity then has to be gratitude. I've got to raise thankful kids, because if they are thankful kids, they're more likely to be generous kids.
I love that.
And so simple practices around teaching our kids gratitude. I mean, one of the things we do, you know, lows and highs, right? And just a simple round the table, how was your day kind of thing. But pointing out that those highs, those good things are good gifts from God, right? That God is good to us, and teaching kids to be thankful. Obviously, Thanksgiving and leveraging that holiday as a way to train further in gratitude. It makes me just really want to double down on thankfulness, because I just know for me, again, if I apply it to my own heart, man, the more I dwell in gratitude, the easier it is to just have my hands open on everything that I have.
Okay, so gratitude is one way to get the ball rolling on this helping our kids become more generous. What are some other practical ways to start training in generosity, training our kids, whether they're 2 or they're 14?
Like, celebrate it when we see our kid share a toy, or when we see our kid, you know, take a bite of a cupcake and then hand their slobbery cupcake to us. Celebrate that they are sharing their stuff with us. Talk about when people are generous with us, how thankful we are that someone mowed our lawn when Daddy was sick, or that someone had us over for dinner. Talk about the ways that God is generous with us. I think when we, it, as we said, it's not just acts, it's showing them and celebrating the generosity that we see exhibited towards us and that they exhibit towards others.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that Maria is really good at is like kids' birthday parties. You know, it's so funny. I'm sure that, Lena, you may, your kids are younger, but when you get older, you know, there's a lot of parents that will be like, you know, hey, we're having a birthday party. Please, no gifts, no gifts. My wife is like, I'll take your no gifts and I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to give a gift to your kid, you know, because she loves to give. And so one of the things that Maria is really good at is she will ask our kids, she'll involve them in the gift giving process to say, hey, what characters do they like, or what do they like to do? And, you know, little hack here, Target has a printed tee for every character you can imagine under the sun.
Yes.
So, you know, a printed tee of their favorite character along with a Lego set with that character or whatever it is, and involving the kids in that, so that when our kids show up at birthday parties with gifts, where they're allowed to give gifts, it isn't just a generic, but our kid has been involved in thinking about or doing some recon on what is it that your friend likes. And I think things like that, because Maria is great at gift giving. She is super generous in that way. And she's training our kids in how to notice those details in someone's life and use that to give great gifts.
That's great. I love that, Chuck. And Kim, I heard you say we just have to normalize generosity in our vocabulary at home. Like, we need to call it out and celebrate it. And I mean, I just think about using the word generous is probably something we should start doing now so that our kid understands what it is from a young age. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they do understand it, because we have, you know, we have 8 grandkids now, from a couple days old to six, just turned six, we use the word generous all the time. Mm-hmm. When they give somebody something, go, oh, you are so generous. And they understand what, and it becomes a trait that they aspire to have.
Yeah.
Because it's celebrated. Yeah. And they get that positive attention.
Mm-hmm. So how can kids be generous besides giving this money to this church or this thing to this organization? What are some really practical ways for our kids to be generous today?
Couple things come to mind. One is, if you have more than one kid, they've got all the practice they need on being generous, called siblings, right? So whether it's encouraging a sibling on their birthday or encouraging their sibling on a normal day, just those kinds of practices with siblings, I think, are really, really helpful. Another thing that, you know, we just coach our kids in is super simple. Our neighbors all have the same trash day, which means that at some point in that day, there's a trash can that needs to be put back in our neighbor's house, right? And just encouraging our kids, hey, do that for the neighbors across the street. Just move their trash can back for them. You know, I mean, just simple things that are opportunities for our kids to practice this.
And Chuck, I love what you said as far as being generous inside our homes with mm-hmm. our siblings, because that's where it starts. And that is where we can really nurture it and cultivate it. Mm-hmm. And practicing being generous with our words and encouragement towards our siblings is so important. Mm-hmm. And really, we know our siblings better than anybody else. So training them in how you call out positive attributes and or instill courage in somebody when they're afraid, mm-hmm. you know, how you come around them and help them get through it. Yeah, the home is a great place. And so often we neglect it. So often the people in our home are the people that we least encourage. Another thing, Lena, I think as parents, we have a tendency to focus on the areas that need correction when there's actually all kinds of amazing things that our kids are doing. Our kids are noticing when a sibling just got their donut eaten by the neighbor's dog, or they're noticing that their sibling maybe isn't getting as much attention as they are, and they might need a little extra TLC. And so calling those things out when we see them, you cannot celebrate those things enough. When we celebrate those things in our kid, that is affirming to them that they are on the right track and they will continue to do those things.
That's great. So basically, when we see our kid doing something generous, call it out so they want to be more generous more often, so that it infiltrates their head and their heart and all that they do, not just as a one-time act.
Yeah, and don't you? I mean, Lena and Chuck, as adults, sometimes we're wondering, so are we doing the right thing or not? And somebody calling it out and saying, Chuck, that message this weekend, wow, the way you, that point, the way you gave stories around it, and that helps you know what you're doing that's right. We need it as adults and we need it as kids.
Any closing words for our friends who are part of our You Can Do This podcast family?
Yeah. Well, one of them is you can do this by taking stock of your own gratitude level and your own generosity level. And so I think it's a great opportunity, and based on this episode, to reflect. I'm doing that and asking myself, like, you know, how thankful am I? Is my gratitude tank filled up? And what am I noticing around me that are opportunities to be generous, and how can I act on those opportunities? So I would encourage us to do that and invite your kids into that with you.
When there's an opportunity for us to be generous with our time, our home, our car, our friendships, our food, our money, our families, let's say yes, friends. Let's say yes and model that for our kids, because we believe that you can do this. We're all in this parenting thing together. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, questions, and ideas. So reach out to us all over email at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S. You Can Do This is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.